Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's 310.
Hello, this is Mo.
982.
Calling.
118.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to ask all of the listeners to please keep your phone,
especially for you,
until it's time for us to ask questions or for our listeners to join us. But once again, thank you for calling in to the Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show. This is our last final show of the year. And John and I would like to first thank you all for calling in. And I'm so excited about the show tonight because we have four special guests on tonight's show. We have the beautiful and lovely Crystal Rice, who's going to serenade us. She's going to sing a song about moving forward and coming out of the past. Amen to that. We also have Minister Sheila Johnson. She's the host of the Lunchtime Prayer Corner. Sheila, are you out there tonight?
Yes, I'm here, Monette. How are you?
Hi. Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. And also have First Lady and the one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy, and we're on live every Friday night again from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. You can reach us by calling 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. On tonight, I wanted to have an open conversation about discipline and respect when it comes to people in general. I have a caller online. Hello, caller. How are you on tonight?
Hello, Mother Fine. This is Peaches.
Hi, Peaches. How are you on tonight?
Okay.
Okay. I wanted to hear everybody's opinion on tonight with about when it comes to respecting each other and discipline. I find it this week I came into a contact with a guy who was saying that he basically showed a video. He had a video that was streamed on YouTube, and it showed where a gentleman had two kids that were outside and they were fighting each other. And a lot of people didn't agree with the way that he was disciplining the boys as far as allowing them to fight. And they were commenting on it, and they made a comment that he was making a mistake by allowing them to fight. But he was not allowing them to stomp each other, but he was allowing them to go ahead and punch each other. And I felt, me myself personally, my opinion was, as long as he wasn't allowing them to stomp and kick each other, that there was no problem with the discipline that he was giving the boys, because he was teaching the boys to go ahead and just get whatever they had going on off of their chest, and it wouldn't be a problem, you know, as far as, teaching them how to handle other people when they get older, you know, instead of shooting and things of that nature. I felt like the way that he was doing it was okay. What is your opinion on that?
In a conversation I was having with...
I said it's too...
Okay, you can go ahead, Peaches.
It's kind of easy.
Oh, I said it's two boys, and they, you know, close to the same size. You know, if it ain't no, you know, like no big boy, no little boy, I mean, I feel like that should be all right, because eventually, later on down the line, and he a boy, so he go to school. He might get into it at school. That way he'll know how to defend himself.
Yeah, I feel like it teaches him kind of discipline, respect, and other things. It teaches him how to really become young men, you know. I don't feel like it was anything at the point, you know, but some people were saying that they felt as if it was he was a bad parent by allowing them to go ahead and fight, and he wanted them to just go ahead and fight the fight out because because at that point she felt like as long as they weren't stomping on each other and spitting on each other and trying to hurt each other or shooting at each other, she felt like that it was okay. And I feel like in the Bible it teaches you as well to discipline your children, and like if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And when it comes to disciplining your children, you have to be careful on how you do things, because if you don't show them that it's the right way to do things, you know, they may go other ways, you know. I have another caller at 0033. If that's the last four digits of your phone number, can you please say hello on tonight? Introduce yourself.
Hey, Red, it's Peaches.
Peaches who?
It's Peaches.
Oh, okay. Hey, Peaches, how are you on tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for calling Street Talk. I'm having an open discussion on tonight about discipline and respect. And I was sharing with all the callers, you know, a situation where I came into contact with a guy on this week, and he was allowing the boys to fight each other. And he was making them stand up man to man, you know, and handling things, you know, as far as them fighting. Like, they were actually punching each other. But, I mean, I know you don't want your kids to have to punch each other and do things like that to each other, hurt each other, but he was splitting them up, you know, and giving them an even go at things as far as, like, boxing and things of that nature, you know, and allowing them to, you know, I guess, let off their anger that they had. But I know that there are other ways that you can teach your children to go about things other than fighting as well. So can y'all share some other ways, some of the people out here don't know how to discipline their kids. It's other ways besides allowing them to fight. Can y'all share on tonight some of the ways that y'all would discipline kids other than allowing them to fight? What are some of the remedies that you all take inside your home or that y'all would like to share with the public?
Well, I know you could take something from them. It's something that they like a lot. You take that from them, then, you know, that affects them, too. That ball, you know, hold on, huh? Oh, that ball, you know, that kind of gets back right, too. Like, for instance, they phone or they video game or something like that. You know, if that's how you're going to act then until you get it right, you know, I'm going to put this up or something like that. And then, you know, you can kind of get right with, you know, that way. If you, you know, you should be able to talk to your children anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand. I feel the same way. You could take something away from your child, you know, as far as discipline goes. But sometimes, you know, like you said, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. So sometimes you have to get on their behinds, you know. Now, I understand where the gentleman came from with having them, you know, box or whatever in a controlled environment. I mean, that's okay and everything, because you don't want them to take it upon themselves, because when they go from nowadays, boys, they don't know about fighting. They want to pull a gun out, you know, and retaliate with each other that way. So I can understand him letting them get their anger out in a controlled environment. I wouldn't have anything, you know, don't see nothing wrong with that. I would rather an adult take my son into a controlled environment and let them box. They may seem like, you know, may find out that they enjoy doing it, and that's a hobby that they may have, you know. I would rather them do it that way than him being out in the street somewhere and I don't know what's happening with my kids. Nowadays, you know, back in the day, we used to get paddlings in school. They don't even do that no more. So I think that's a lot of the reason why these kids act out like they do, because they say it takes a village to raise a child. You don't have that village no more. If a teacher discipline a kid or say something to a kid, you got the parent up there at the school ready to cuss the teacher out, you know.
Yeah, understand that.
I mean, that's my opinion.
That's another thing I wanted to touch on. Like you said, it takes a village to raise a child. It shares in the Bible also about, you know, when it comes to dealing with your children and things of that nature, you know. And I feel like you have to have some form of structure in your household, and not only
right.
just in your household. I mean, some people get upset when other people talk to their children, and I think if we can all come, like I say, each one teach one. I live on each one teach one, so I feel like nobody can leave their children around me and don't feel like they can't get any discipline. If I can't say anything to them, they don't need to tell me. And I feel like
right.
people should allow other people to say something as long as it's something positive and not harming a child. I feel like it does take a village to raise a child. If your child feels like somebody's always going to come inside and you're going to come inside and you're going to get angry and do something to other people for discipline them, they can start a whole bunch of drama like with teachers and dealing with friends and everything. You know, it can set up a whole lot of... It can set up a whole lot of different barriers, you know, and that's why kids are acting out and doing more than what they was doing when we were younger. I have a new caller online. I have a new caller online. 5441. How are you on tonight?
I'm just concerned about the young people.
I'm good. Okay, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Anonymous.
Okay, hi, Anonymous. We're online. We're on live talking about discipline and respect when it comes to we're trying to find some ways for people that don't know that it's okay to discipline your children and allow other people to discipline your children. Do you feel like it's okay for another person on the outside to discipline your child if they see your child doing something wrong when you're not around?
Sure, but they better say it in a kind way.
When you say it in a kind way, what do you mean? Open up, talk to me.
I mean, like, if my child is doing something wrong, they can tell him kindly to stop doing it, but don't holler and don't cuss, and they better not whoop.
Okay, when you say they better not whoop him, what are your, like, if your child is somewhere and he's doing something that was out of control and they felt as if they needed to whoop him at that moment, you know, like, give him a couple of licks on the backside, do you feel like that's okay, or would you, like, how would you handle that? If a person that you didn't know sees your child doing something that they felt like he needs to be whooped for or she needed to be whooped for, how would you handle it? Like, if they bring that,
whooping is out of the question because I don't think no kids or quote-unquote children should be whooped. I mean, they should be talked to. And if talking don't work, then take their game for something or whooping. No.
Yeah, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, so I like that you feel that way. So you're one of the parents that feel like you don't feel like a whooping will get the kids to do the right thing?
Right.
Okay, so what are some of the ways that you use or that you feel like should be utilized for anybody that don't know? What are some of the ways that you feel like can... Like, besides taking their games, if you take their games and they still do the same things, what are some of the things that you would do? Like, set it up for some of the callers that don't know how to discipline or that don't know their way of discipline. Share it with us, if you don't mind, Anonymous.
First of all, you have to get on the child's level. Right? That means face-to-face, straight eye contact, and then it means go bed on them, but in a generous way. You don't have to beat them because you can hurt their feelings just by talking to them.
Okay, say it again. You said face-to-face contact and talk to them and, like, pretty much tell them what you will allow and won't allow and what they done wrong.
Right. And that's all you have to do, right? You don't have to whoop them, because whooping just getting your frustration out, really. It's because you mad.
Okay. So do my other callers, I have other callers online, do y'all agree with what she's saying? Like, talk to me. Tell me. I have another caller online as well at 8728. 8728, can you introduce yourself to the other callers?
What's going on, lady?
Hey, are you
okay?
The information I just
How are you on tonight?
I'm cheesing.
Okay. We're on Street Talk talking about discipline and respect when it comes to the children. We're speaking about ways to discipline your child. And we feel like it takes, a lot of us said it takes a village to raise a child. And some of us online are with, if your child is doing something wrong, that it's okay to allow another person to talk to them without you getting upset when they bring them home. It's the correct way to do that. Some of us agree that it's a correct way to do that. And but Ms. Anonymous said that she don't believe that another person has the right to whoop your child, but they can talk to them and tell them in a polite way and stand right in their face and tell them that what they're doing is wrong. So what do you think about
this? I don't think I said that, I mean, that nobody should whoop your child. I didn't say that. I mean, if it comes to it, I mean, something real, real bad, some outrageous type stuff, they might need a whooping if you tell the parents, but
children represent you when they go outside.
My sister Yvonne about the young women and
So do y'all agree with that? Or
Why would you whoop your child if they went out and cussed another ass?
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to go around the table, and I would like for everybody to tell me from the first features, the oldest features, to the youngest features, to Anonymous, back to P. Earl. I want y'all to go in line and answer the question that Anonymous just asked. What did you just say, Anonymous? Ask the question again. The question was, if your child is outside and your child cusses out an adult, what do you do and how do you handle that?
I already answered.
Juana,
yeah.
What's your opinion on that subject?
Oh, okay. I'm trying to see how I want to say this. First, I feel like this. I mean, it also, I know a child not supposed to cuss no adult out, but like you could say, your child, you know, represents you. But it's certain things that some of these adults do. And then if your child get that mad, you got to see, look into it. Like you say, first I want to see what made you feel like you was grown enough to cuss this person out, to, you know, get an understanding to know to where if you deserve your butt whoop or if I can really talk to you and get an understanding why this person made you that mad to where you feel like you can cuss them out. You know, because, mm-hmm. I mean, then I feel like if it's going to be a whooping, I'm going to do it because you're not just going to let no stranger just whoop you. I mean, I'm not just no stranger because I don't know you. You know, my child don't know you now. I'm not going to understand. You're going to have to give me an understanding of what made you cuss this grown up out or what made my child. Mm-hmm. What did you do to my child for my child to cuss you out?
Okay, some kids are just out of hand and they feel like they can just curse around children. I've been around children and I've just heard children just cuss just because they was there at that moment. And at that moment when I heard them cursing, I told them with my own lips, do not cuss around me because you're not the same age as me and I feel like you don't need to cuss, period. And I mean, at that point, you're not gonna go on and carry on like that while you're around me. I'm not going to be able to handle that, you know? So,
yeah,
I can go ahead and carry
yeah.
on.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but okay, but that's what I'm saying. But I was trying to, the understanding I got to where it is, like, not just sitting up, sitting around cussing, because I know what you're talking about as far as that. Not, you know, and most of them, they don't have no guidance. They might have parents, but their parents not the ones that try to instill nothing in them, no way. But I'm saying as far as, you know, your child got manners. You know your child gonna do the right thing and respect the adult. But if your child get out of, you know, if he's like already got it in him to know better, then and he do this, then it had to be something I feel to trigger. So I want to get an understanding. What made you do this? What made you want to talk crazy to this person? Does that make sense?
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. At what point did you feel that comfortable to cuss the adult out?
Yeah.
Okay.
What made you?
Okay, and PR, do you have anything to say on that? Okay, I think I lost PR. So Anonymous.
Yeah, I think
okay.
That's right.
Who is PI? 0033?
Yeah, he hung up.
Oh, that's a man. Okay. I was going to say, my name, this Peaches, not PI.
Okay.
No, I would agree with what. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Hey, Peaches.
No, I was going to say, I agree as far as, you know, to what extent or where you feel comfortable where you can come back at this adult. It got to be something, you know, your life was in danger or they were trying to touch you inappropriately or, you know, something to that extent. But for you just to holler off and you know, FUB or just because you being, you know, a smart aleck, we're not having none of that. We're not having it at all. It got to be something to where you felt as though you was highly, highly disrespected, and I don't mean disrespected because of your street cred or nothing like that. It got to be something to the extent to where, you know, you was in danger and they was hollering off and cussing you out. If they was calling you out of your name, then okay, I really,
yeah,
I understand that, and then you need to call me on top of that too so I can come up there and handle it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't take the matter into your own hands.
I've had experiences where adults were actually outside and cursing children out, and I felt like that was out of hand as well, and then the kids got out of hand and started cursing them out. But I know that I try to teach my children and the children that be around me, any child that's around me, at that point you don't curse with a grown person that's already carrying on like that. You go ahead and get an adult, and you got an adult and you let the adult handle that at that point. But I'm saying like it's discipline with kids nowadays, I feel like a lot of kids are not being disciplined the way they need to be disciplined inside the household. So are carrying on the outside of the household when they're not around their parents, because a child is supposed to carry themselves as if their parents is right there with them. So pretty much if you're doing it at home, we can't say that you're not doing it at home, because some kids get with their friends and they tend to change and start to be something different when they're around their friends. But at that point, you kind of know which people are being disciplined and which people are not. But I'm saying, like, all in general, no child is supposed to be cursing no time, and nobody's really supposed to be cursing point blank period. That's just not cool at all to be in an irate conversation with an adult or a child.
Unless they're trying to put your body, kidnap your behind and put you in a truck or a car and take you away, or, you know, something to that extent like that, I can understand that, you know. But other than that, no.
It's not permissible unless you're being attacked or hurt violently and you're trying to get somebody else to help you at that point. And it's not even cool at that point. I feel like foul language is not to be. Period. You're not supposed to curse and swear and obviously it's not supposed to be done. But we're going to go back into the discipline area. That's a form of disrespect, and I want to get more on how can we help our parents discipline our children when we're not around. More to say. If you see another child, or if it's your child, what would you want another person to say to your child if your child is out of line? How would you handle them coming to contact with another adult? Even if the adult contact you, like, would y'all want the adult to contact y'all by phone or bring the child home? Like, share with me some of y'all experiences. Have any of y'all had any of those experiences where your child was brought home and they were telling y'all, like, even at the schoolhouses, because I've went to the schoolhouses and visited lately, and I've seen the children at the schoolhouse disrespect the teachers, you know. And I feel like that's out of hand as well. In today's society, kids feel like they have an open expression, and I understand that people are able to express their own feelings and things of that nature, but it's like getting out of hand. Y'all share with me, how would y'all handle that? Touch on that subject. Nobody has experienced that.
No, I haven't. It took my daughter to get grown before she finally even said a cuss word in front of me. And, you know, I mean, so I haven't experienced that. And, but like you say, I've seen other children to where they do that. And then, first time, But I guess it's like you say, they don't have no structure. And why is it echo? Because first of all, the child I'm talking about, when.
Go ahead.
Huh?
You can go ahead.
The child I'm talking about, like somebody brought their child home, but when the lady brought her home, brought him home and told him, was telling the mama what happened, the mama started going off about her child. So it's kind of, you know, I don't know. So I think maybe the call. Hold on the phone. I got to call you back.
It's kind of touchy to me that everybody be afraid to actually deal with another person's child and deal with people in general. And it's not even with just the kids. It's beginning to be sad in the world where everybody is feeling like they can't say anything to anybody because people's feelings are going to be hurt. I feel like sometimes...
I don't think it's even so much that. I think you got to... I mean, even if your child have a sleepover, you know, you got other children around, it got to be something said up front because you have the parents to where, you know, even if their child did something wrong, I don't know, my son, he would never do nothing like that, you know, but... You never know what your kid, how they act in front of you and how they act in front of other people, like you said. So it's just got to be something set up front. Okay, well, if this situation happened, this is the type of parent that I am. Are you okay with that or are you not, you know, like you said before? And if you're not okay with that, then I'm going to need you to, you know, go on and take your child with you or whatever because I'm going to treat yours like I'm going to treat my own. I ain't going to let no harm come to them, you know, the whole spiel or what have you. You know, but you have to be like that nowadays because, you know, the parents are acting fool on you when it's something that your kid done did where they're supposed to be disciplined behind it.
You're right. I agree with you on that. That's what I'm saying. It's beginning to affect the children, and nobody's paying attention to it because the parents are so much uptight on saying, well, my kid didn't do that. I know my kid didn't do that. And at some point, you have to know that your child acts a certain way. Even when they're in the house, some parents are in denial and don't want to face the fact that their children are out of hand. And they feel like they didn't raise their children to be like that, in which you know your child. You know your child. You know what I'm saying? And you know that your child can get out of hand at some point. I feel like parents just be in denial. And that's what I'm saying. How can we... each other to get past the denial fact of the things that's happening with our children nowadays because you have some parents that feel like their children aren't having sex and things of that nature. They're living with the boyfriends and girlfriends. And you know, they have boyfriends and girlfriends. Like, how can the parents get out of denial? No, how can we parents get out of denial that these things are happening around us and, like, it's not okay? You kind of get what I'm saying? What? Share with me, you all. Y'all believe in some parents don't even make their kids go to church anymore because they feel like they say it's just a waste of time. And I feel like it's not a waste of time to get up, get your child out of bed on a Sunday morning to actually go to church and do something, you know, do something that they're supposed to be doing. Just getting the word. I have some parents that say, make my child do that because I had to do that when I was younger. And, you know, I feel like that's ruining the children. What do y'all think about that?
You old school for sure.
You say I'm old school?
I'm old school.
You want me to
just
call?
You feel like I'm old school? So I feel like the child is supposed to still be inside the church house and they still supposed to get discipline from everybody that's around them, including the neighbors and stuff like that.
No, because I'm thinking that people do still do that, but you still in your old school ways. Well, yeah, I think young people do get out and take their children to church and stuff. It's a lot of young people that take their children to church. Not to even mention that you're not even young no more if you're 30 and older.
Yeah, but you have some people that's acting like the church is a disease because they had to go to church when they was little, and they're not even giving the children a chance to even go to the church houses and get to know the Lord. I mean, they feel like because I didn't want to do it when I was little, I'm not going to make my child do it, and I feel like that's totally bonkers. I mean, they're not even giving the kids a chance to even live life, you know?
Are you saying they're not showing them the right chances?
They're not leading them, they're not guiding them in the right direction because at some point everybody feel like the new age thing is the way to go. And at this point,
what is the new age thing?
The new age thing is for everybody to sit at home on Sundays and just chill. You know, everybody's chilling
who
this
made day. Who made that up? Who made that up? I ain't know that.
A lot of people are more relaxed because they feel like they didn't want to go to they didn't want to have to go to church when they was little kids, and so they're not giving the kids a chance to learn the Bible or nothing. They're not even instilling the Bible principles inside daily lives. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's harming a lot of our children. You know.
Okay, well, but then too is not because when they get older, they'll go to church when they get ready.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has showed them to go to church and told them to go to church, and nobody is doing it as their children. I don't feel like they're gonna just get up when they get 18 and say, "Hey, the church is the place for me to be." I feel like they're gonna already be out of hand by then.
No, they'll wait for something bad to happen and then they'll run to the church house. But for one, our children, a lot of people know about the church.
Because a lot of people know about the church?
Yeah, children know about the church. I'm quite sure. A lot of people, just like the grown-ups, they wait until something real bad happens to them and then run to the church house. It ain't that they don't go. They don't go all the time. But when something real bad happens to them, they'll run.
Just
they'll
get
holy oil on them and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
What do y'all think about
I see it all the time.
Okay, what do you see? Talk to me. Tell me.
Because
I need to know.
Now, I see people not going to church. They know about the church, but as soon as they get in a bad car wreck or they doing bad and they lost their job or something happened at home with them and their husband or their wife or something, they run to the church house.
I got to drop off the line. It was good talking to y'all, though. I'll call the next session. I'll be calling in.
Okay, we'll be here every Friday night from 8 to 9. You can call in. And you can check out.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll
and,
call next Friday.
Okay, thank you for calling, Peaches. Okay,
all
y'all.
Right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Y'all, what I'm saying is, you said that some people just run to the church when things bad start happening. I understand that. I feel like a place of worship. I'm not gonna just say a church. Period. I'm gonna say a place of worship is a place that everybody should go anyway. You know, just at some point of time in their life. Period. Just to get spiritual food.
Mm-hmm.
Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do anybody else on the line have anything to say on that? Dawana, are you still here? I think all my callers have dropped. 8728, are you still here? Okay, well, I think a lot of my callers have dropped. But like I said, we're on every Friday from 8 to 9, and we have Street Talk. And I just wanted to share some of my thoughts as far as discipline and things that go on inside the households and structure. I feel like people should learn to give their kids structure as a child, and they're supposed to raise their. They say you raise a child in the way that they should go. You don't spur the ride because you spoil the child. And I feel as if every child should be disciplined from the time that they come out the womb. If you teach them in a way that you want them to go. And if you teach them nothing, that they'll never learn nothing, so they'll never have nothing to go forward with. And if you don't teach, they're just like stuff, and you don't teach them to brush their teeth in the morning. They're not going to know to brush their teeth. They're not going to know to comb their hair. They're not going to know to go to church. They're not going to know how to read, write, learn, go to school, or nothing. You have a high rate of people dropping out of school and everything because nobody's teaching our children. That's my thing. At some point, I feel like people shouldn't be afraid to teach their children. What do you think about some of the things that's going on as far as people not even taking the time, like 5 or 10 minutes out of their day? Some parents don't feel like it's important to just tell a child
good morning. You know what I'm saying? And some as far as good morning should be done in every household. Do you agree or disagree? Do you agree with
me? Yeah.
Okay. So if you agree with me on that, then you'll understand that things have to go in order. Everything is set up in an order. Everything is set up in an order, and everything is set up so, you know, in the way that it should go.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yeah, I feel like life is set up in structures, and life is set up in an order. Everything should be in order. I mean, even the way you wake up in the morning, you get out of bed, the way you comb your hair is a certain way, the way you brush, I mean, you know, you kind of get what I'm saying? Like, and nobody is in order. Everybody is feeling like you should just jump up and do something. And I don't feel like everything should be out of order. You shouldn't just be spontaneous at all times, because if everybody is spontaneous at all times, then nobody knows the right way to go. And if you don't teach the kids now, then it's like wasting their life. And there's not going to be anything going on with them as they get older. Everything is going to be haywire. Everybody's going to be doing something that they're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and at that point, everybody's mad and upset and angry. But if nobody was teaching them as a child, then they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to sit. They don't know how to stand up. You know, that like they was doing on the on Facebook, where they had the little YouTube thing uploaded on Facebook. That man was teaching them boys that if you get into an argument or if you get into a fight, don't stomp the people, but fight them. You have to fight your fight until your fight is over. And when you're tired, just go ahead and say you're tired and you give up. You don't have to pull out a gun. You don't have to stomp a person. You don't have to spit on them. You don't have to hurt them. You know, you just go ahead and just fight until the fight is over and move forward. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
But you agree with the guy when he was disciplining the children? Like, if your child is getting into a fight or argument with the next door neighbor or something, or if they're getting into a fight with, argument with the people next door, you know, do you feel like it's okay for them to get the kids and just let them come in the front yard and just fight? Anonymous, do you feel like it's okay for them to get the kids and let them, allow them to go ahead and fight until the fight is over instead of shooting?
I missed it. What'd you say?
I said, if the kids get into an argument and they want to fight it out, and they won't stop until they fight it out, would you allow them to do that?
Let them fight. Yeah, let them fight. And then, like you said, at first, whoop them or discipline them after they finish.
Why would you whoop them after they finish fighting?
I mean, with a child, I mean, you know, you're talking about a child. So either you're going to let them fight then or they're going to fight the next day.
That's what I'm saying. So,
you let them fight in front of you, whoop them and send them on, or discipline them some type of way, talk to them or whatever. Because that's what children do. They fight, and then they be playing the next day.
But that's a good thing. I felt like that was good that that man allowed them to go ahead and express their feelings and let them do what they was going to do. Because later on, they may have, you know, things would have escalated. You know, things escalate to a bigger thing. If people don't allow a person to express what's going on right then, things escalate and it gets further. You know, it might go to shooting and cutting and all that kind of stuff. And at that point, he didn't allow that to go on. He basically asked them to go ahead and fight that fight. And after they got through fighting that fight, he made them shake hands and walk forward. You know what I'm saying? Go on, continue with their, because things have to go on. You know, things that I felt like that was an order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some ways that you feel like we can do as people to teach people to respect each other. Because, like, some people feel like they can just say anything to anybody. Like, people, like myself, I feel like nobody is supposed to talk to me crazy. But I can't control other people's moods, and I can't control what comes out of another person's tongue. So how do you feel like I could, how do you feel like I or anybody else that's in, that, that feels the way that I feel, like how do you feel like they can go about their day, and what do you feel like you can say to them people that's listening to help them go along with their day when somebody else is saying something crazy to them that they don't want them to say?
Me personally, I just think about really the person that's saying something, not putting no money in my pocket, or ignore the stupidity before something bad happens. So that's me personally. And if anybody else was me, they'll think the same way.
So you basically saying
keep it simple.
You saying if it's not about money, then it don't make, then it's not even supposed to be talked about.
Exactly.
Okay. I understand.
Because only
that,
God can judge you.
Yeah, only God can judge you. But sometimes people say things to you, and like I've encountered a situation where sometimes people say stuff so crazy to you to where you feel like they're so wrong, and you just feel like you got to say something to them, or you got to make them understand you. How can you make another person understand you? How do you feel like you can make another person understand you without harming
you
or hurting them?
You can't make make somebody else understand you. That's impossible because everybody got their own understanding. So if they don't understand you, then I don't know what to say about that. I'm really not a people's person myself, so I don't know what to tell you about that.
When you say you're not a people's person, what do you mean?
I mean that I'm not friendly, and I don't have many friends. And I don't care what people say, because I pay my own bills, and it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, after everything has been said or somebody says something I don't like, I go home to my house where it's nice and cozy, and I pay all my bills and chill. I don't have to think about them.
Okay, so I know it kind of gets lonely if you don't care about, you know, if at the end of the day, don't nobody matter really, but your relationship with God
and my children and my family. At the end of the day, nobody matter, nobody opinions matter, nothing. I mean, really, it doesn't. Like, if I get into it with somebody, they say something nasty, you think I'm going to take that home with me to run my whole day or just take that to lunch with me because this person just said this? No.
Well, what would you say to a person that does take everything that another person say to them serious?
I just told you what I say to them. Don't worry about it. At the end of the day, you pay your own bills and stuff. So why are you going to worry about what somebody else say?
A lot of people care about what other people think about them, but they act like they don't by just saying, I don't care. But then they take it hard, and then they be hard on themselves. And I see it every day.
I mean, really, you can tell when somebody care about what people say about them because they show it. But if they was strong-minded and like they own person, I mean, a strong person, you can tell they really don't care what somebody say. I mean, really, why would you care what somebody say?
Some people find it important for other people to care about them and like them. But other people,
I don't know,
that
sounds to me like weirdo.
You said
a weirdo? Yeah, I mean, for you to I mean, evidently you don't care about yourself if you're too busy worrying about somebody else crying about you.
You're right. But I'm saying some people just do. But I don't know. But I feel like if a person, if you're, like, some people feel like other people need to like them in order to feel. But, I mean, I'm not one of those kind of people because I feel like to each his own, and I feel like as long as my relationship with God is all right, then nobody else can judge me. And once I gain the relationship with God, I learn how to carry myself, and I respect each and every person the way that I want to be respected. And I carry myself, and I treat people the way that I want to be treated. So I don't really worry about how other people consider me, because I feel like everybody considers me as a good person because I consider other people as good people. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if a person shows me that they're not to be treated as a good person, or they show me some form of disrespect, I handle it accordingly. You get what I'm saying?
Well, people's thoughts really don't count. I mean, what you think don't count. It really doesn't matter. I mean, it's like what you think is really, if it ain't about doing business together or, you know, something, it really don't matter when you say a certain age.
No, I'm saying I understand what you're saying, that a person's opinion doesn't count. But I'm saying in real life, some people actually care what another person thinks about them, and some people actually care how other people perceive them as a human being. And
yeah,
when somebody
with low self-esteem.
No, I'm saying on a respect issue. I'm saying a person don't have to like you, but a person is, some people feel like a person don't have to like you, but a person is going to respect you.
Exactly. They're supposed to respect you, whether they like you or not.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I'm not saying like a person is like, oh, cry because that person don't like me. I'm saying some people feel like everybody around them is supposed to respect them for who they are, but some people don't respect people for who they are. Some people just be childish and do things, lash out and do things that's out of the ordinary when they're around people. How do you handle things like that when a person that's around you is disrespecting you? How do you get yourself to not be angry and upset at them when they disrespect you? And how do you make them respect you? How do you gain that respect from them?
Oh, I don't know, because I ain't going to make nobody respect me, because it is what it is. They disrespect me, I'm disrespecting back. And it's going to be even worse. And they're going to wish they really hadn't done it. So I don't know what to tell you about disrespecting like that, because you have to have a real good attitude in order to just come back very nice with that one. So you have to ask a real humble person, because I'm not that humble.
That's what I was trying to get at. I was trying to see, like, at what point you brung it out. Like you said, a person has to be humble. You have to humble yourself. You have to take into consideration that person may not know what they're doing to cause you any harm. And they don't really know what they're doing at that point. Sometimes you have to
allow people to be a hell of a person to let somebody just disrespect you, and then you just sit there and try to come back in.
You can't
cuss
on street talk. You can't cuss on street talk. You know
that I cuss?
Yes. But it's all right. We'll cuss on street talk. But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Oh, I said hell of a person. Hell, not no cussing words.
Yeah, it's still kind of vulgar. And we have other people that listen to the space, and so I don't want you to say that. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. You have to be a strong person to allow a person to say things to try to look past things that's going on when a person is doing stuff. That's what I'm saying. You have to learn to humble yourself, and you have to learn to ignore ignorance. And you have to learn to respect your own self. If another person is not respecting you, you have to sometimes turn the other cheek. That's what I was getting at. You have to turn the other cheek and just to expect, don't expect, I'm going to say something. When you come into meeting other people, you learn.
This how to care. You see me on the top show.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Yeah.
Hello.
He did the old lady hair like that. He just now done with her. You said what? I'm sorry. So
oh,
I didn't hear what you were on street talk.
She didn't know she was on street talk.
Hello, who is that? Can you introduce yourself?
That's Mira.
Oh, hey, Mira. We were talking about respect and stuff like that on Street Talk on tonight. We have 5 minutes left. Do anybody have any announcements? Do you have any announcements, Anonymous, on tonight?
No.
Okay. You have what?
I just got my hair laid. Y'all should go to Kenny Ray. He do good hair.
Okay, and how do we contact Kenny Ray?
His number is...
You can go ahead and give us his number. We like to get our hair done on Street Talk.
She looking it up. Number is 214-492. His name is Kenny Ray, and your hair will get laid.
Oh, okay.
Well,
thank you for sharing that with us on tonight. We appreciate that. And if we want nice hairdos and laid hairdos, we will contact Kenny Ray. And I thank you all for calling Street Talk on tonight. And I enjoyed all my listeners and my callers. We had a good call-in rate tonight. And I appreciate everybody for coming on Street Talk and speaking with us on Friday nights from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And tonight we had a conversation on discipline and respect. And we brought out a lot of key points. And we understand that it still takes a village to raise a child. And you spread the rod, you spoil the child. And we don't want to spoil the child. We want to make all our kids to grow up and be successful and good business men and women. And we want them to be able to humble themselves and know how to carry themselves in a public facility. And as well, in the house, out of house, everywhere that they go, we want them to know how to carry themselves. Because one thing you know is that God is looking at you, everything that you do, and we want them to learn to gain a conscience. And how they're going to gain a conscience is get inside their Bibles and start dissecting their Bibles on a day-to-day basis. I don't care if it's 30 minutes out of a day, we need to start teaching our kids to actually pick up a Bible and read the Bible and gain something from it. Don't just read it, but gain something from it and actually start putting it into work. Because just gaining the knowledge and not using it is wasteful. You don't even need to take your time reading it if you ain't going to use it. Put it to work. And I want everybody to know that it's okay to discipline a child. It's okay to gain respect from everybody that's around you. And it's okay to respect each other and learn to, it's okay to deal with each other and respect each other, you know. And the only way you can do that is by learning who you are and learning the people that's around you. And I appreciate y'all for calling Street Talk. We're all live every Friday night at 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. We have 1 minute left, and I appreciate you all for calling on tonight. I'm going to pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this day and allowing us to come on Street Talk and being able to come together and do whatever it is we want to do. And I hope somebody got something out of what we did on tonight, Father God. I appreciate you for loving us and giving us everything that you've blessed us with. And I want you to just protect us throughout this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. Good night.
Good night.
Amen.